This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The coronavirus outbreak might not be as deadly as once feared, according to the World Health Organization. Lisa Schlein has more.
The data appear to show a decline in the number of new cases of coronavirus, but WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says this should be interpreted with great caution because trends can change as new populations are affected. More than 94% of all reported cases in China come from Hubei province. The new cases reported are both clinically and lab-confirmed cases. Tedros says it is too early to tell if the disease is slowing down. Tedros, however, says the Chinese data appear to indicate that most people who become infected with COVID-19 disease will not die. Tedros says the fatality rate is at about 2%. Those most at risk are elderly people with underlying health conditions. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Syrian army says it has taken full control of dozens of towns in Aleppo's northwestern countryside. Lucy Fielder has more.
An army spokesman announces Syrian forces have regained control of dozens of villages and towns in Aleppo province. Yet another advance the day after a huge strategic gain for President Bashar al-Assad on Sunday, when his forces drove insurgents from the highway linking Aleppo to Damascus, reopening the route between Syria's two largest cities for the first time in years. But the cost has been vast. The fight since the start of the year, backed by Russian airstrikes, to regain the last parts of the Aleppo countryside and Idlib province, has driven hundreds of thousands of Syrian civilians towards the border in the biggest single displacement of the 9-year-old civil war.
You can find more on this and other stories online at voanews.com. This is VOA News.